So let's get going. We're starting the fourth parak. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yois B'Shabbes. Here we are, my friends. This we can identify with because we just had it. But Mikdash Hayatoyken Avaloi B'Medina. They'd blow in the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't blow in the Medina as in anywhere outside of Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. His Kirbi Yochanan Zakesh Yutoyken B'chol Mokom Sheyesh Boi Bezdin. And when from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yochanan Zakeh said, any place where there's a Bezdin, you blow. Well, that's debatable if he said that. Amar Rabbi Lazar, lo yiskin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh, elo bi Yavne bilvad. Yavne had the Sanhedrin HaGadol there. So he says, no, you got the facts wrong. He only was misakin in any place where there was the Bezdin HaGadol, like Yavne. Amar loy, and their response was, echa Yavne vechad b'chol makon sheyesh boi Bezdin. No, anywhere there's Yavna, whether it's Yavna or any place where there is a Bezdin, they are going to blow. As a matter of fact, I believe I heard that the Rif blew Shaifer when he was he had a very prominent Bezdin where he was in Eastern Europe. I don't know, or whatever exactly it was, Italy, France. I'm not sure exactly where. Anyway, Spain. I'm sorry. Apologize for not knowing. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Yerushalayim had another advantage over Yavne. The Gemara is going to pick up on the subtlety of the word oid zois, because we haven't yet said anything like really, but oid zois haisu Yerushalayim yisera al Yavne. This is an advantage of Yerushalayim over Yavne. She called ir, shehi roya v'shoimas, ukroi v'v'yachoy lalavoy, a city that has all the following things. First of all, it can see Yerushalayim, it can hear Yerushalayim, it's close to Yerushalayim, and it's accessible to Yerushalayim. Toikin, then you could blow, even though it's not actually in Yerushalayim. Ubi Yavne, and even if there was a takana of Yavne, lo hayu toikin elo bebeistin bilvad, they'd only blow in the Bezdin itself, or in the city, but it seems like in the Bezdin, exclusively Yerushalayim, kind of spread out to anything that was near Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Mino Hani Mili. How do we know that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? Where do we know this from? Amar Ablevi Bar Lachma, Amar Abchama Bar Chanina, Kosev Echad Amar Shabbosain Zichroin Trua. One pasuk says this is just a Zichroin of Trua. Kosev Echad Amar Yoim Trua Yelechem. So it seems to be that there's a conflict. Lokasha can't be Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The Gemara at the moment thinks that this is a drasha, a complete drasha, which would mean this din would be a diaraisa din. From the subtlety and the discrepancy of the psukim, it would appear that there's a zichron trua and there's a yaim trua. Amarava e diaraisa hi, if you really mean it's midiraisa. So the mikdash hechi takinan. So why are we blowing in the mikdash? Even though, you know, the mikdash does have special dinim, there are dinim that are different from the mikdash everywhere else, but still, the oid halav malachahi. Another thing is, anyway, blowing shofar is not a malacha. It's tichkar lemuute. The yinder pasuk to be mamayit. The tana the bei Shmuel kol malachas avoyd olay sasu. It says in the pasuk you can't do malacha. Yatzu tkiyas shofar. We can exclude from this limud tkiyas shofar. Tkiyas shofar, we're going to say, is actually not usher on Shabbos. Viridias hapas. And also another thing that a person is allowed to do on is removing the bread from the oven. It's just a question of it's an art. It's not a skill, or it's not a malacha. So it's just a question of knowing how to do it. It's not asur midiraisa anyway to blow the shofar. Ella amarava midiraisa mistrashari. Says Rabbi, you know what? It's really mutter midiraisa. Yeah, this is taka mutter. And it's a gzer midirabanan that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Kidarabba damarabba kol chayvim tkiyas shofar. Everyone, Rabbi said, everyone is chayv in tkiyas shofar. Ve'ena kol bekiyam b'tkiyas shofar. Gzeira shem yitlena biyado v'yelech eitzel habaki lilmod v'yabrenu dal hasprishus harabim. Says that because not everyone knows how to do it, we're afraid maybe he'll take the shofar to someone who is a expert and teach him how to blow, and he'll walk arba hamas mishus harabim. V'hainu taima de lulav, v'hainu taima de megillah. That's why we don't shake lulav on Shabbos. That's why we don't do the megillah on Shabbos. So we spoke about this actually on Rosh Hashanah, because this year we didn't blow shofar. Could you imagine? Ashiyam Yodei Tzerua. We know how powerful the shofar is. And still, for some, I'm going to call him a yokel, but for some guy that doesn't know that you're not allowed to carry the shofar, or makes a mistake and forgets about it on Rosh Hashanah, because of that, therefore, there's probably millions of Yidden that didn't hear shofar. Could you imagine? Understand how, like, the sensitivity that Klal Yisrael has for this person or for Shabbos. And that's the greatest expression of Malchus of Hashem. We're not going to go into that right now. We're going to keep going. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Shablon Bezdin. Tana Rabbanon, Pam Achas Chal, Rosh Hashanah, Bilios B'Shabbos. One time, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. V'hayu kol ha'edim miskantim, everyone gathered together. Amar lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, b'nei b'seir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, okay, nitka, let's blow the shofar. Remember, it's Shabbos, and they're not in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo nedoin, why don't we let's talk about it. Let's done. Amar lehem, he said back to them, nitka v'achar kach nedoin. No, let's blow. Just blow the shofar. We'll talk about it afterwards. La'achar shenit shetaku, after they blew. Amar lo nedoin, okay, now let's talk about it. Amar lehem, kvar nishma karen b'yavnu. What do you mean? You blew already. Ve'ein meshiv v'achar ha'mais. It's okay. You know, he was very bent on shtelling a vek that we blow on Shabbos in Yavne. So he basically told them, oh, we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay, now too late. Can't talk about it now. Alkol panim. Therefore, they blew in Yavne. Amar Rabbi Lazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'Yavne bilvad. Rabbi Lazar said this was exclusive for Yavne, where there was Sanhedrin Agadol. Amar lo echa Yavne v'echa b'chol makom sheish b'bezdin. They said back, no, it's not just Yavne, it's anywhere that there's a bezdin. Amar loy, hainu Tanakama. The Gemara says, listen, the Tanakama first said already, what was the opinion of the Tanakama? Shachar Beis HaBikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Masakin, Bechol Makom Sheish Bezdin. And then Rabbi Lazar said, no, only Yavne. And then Amru Loi, they responded, it sounds like it's just a repetition of what was said before. They said, Echad Yavne, Echad Bechol Makom. So what's this new thing? Amru Loi, Hainu Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Ika Beinayu. No, there's a difference between what was said afterwards. Apparently, there's three opinions in the Mishnah. Ika Beinayu Beidina de Akroi. In other words, as follows. Rabbi Lazar says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only Mesakin in Yavne. The Tanakama holds that you could blow even if the Bezdin is just it's a makeshift Bezdin, it's a pop-up Bezdin. And the Amru Loi, the third opinion, is it has to be a Bezdin Kavua, like Yavne. That's why it says Echad Yavne, Echad B'chol Mokom, it has to be a Bezdin Kavua, it just doesn't need to be a Bezdin HaGadol. Let's continue. We're turning the page to Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Ve'am She. Hold on a second. Amar Rav Huna, Ve'im Bezdin. You have to do it with Bezdin. You have to blow with Bezdin. My Ve'im Bezdin. What does it mean with Bezdin? Gemara says, Lifnei Bezdin. You have to actually blow in front of Bezdin. As we said, Echad Chomakam Sheyesh Bezdin. Now the Gemara is saying it has to be in Bezdin. La'afuke shaloi b'fnei Bezdin, deloi. Even if you're in a town that has Bezdin, but if you're not doing it in front of Bezdin, not. Masiv Rava. Rava asked the question. It says again the lashon of the oid zois Yushalayim yisei al yavne. My the oid zois. What does it mean to say when it says the oid zois? Ilema kidik tani. If it means what it's about to say, you know, going forward, Zois mi boile. It should just say Zois. So what's Oid Zois? Ella, Deb Yushalayim, Toikin Yechidim. Maybe it's saying that Yushalayim, people blow individuals, will be Yavne in Toikin Yechidim. And in Yavne, they don't blow individuals. Will be Yavne in Toikin Yechidim. Raki Aser Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Ki Mesayim, Shlicha de Tzirbasa. Tkiya b'yavne, l'sham enish kol une, mikol toikin, d'yichidoi. He said that when the Shlech Tzibur finished blowing, people could not hear the sound of their friend because of everyone that was blowing shofar. Apparently there was tons of people. I don't know why everyone was blowing shofar. It wasn't in shul. Maybe they were having a pandemic or something like that. I'm not sure. But it seems like everyone was blowing shofar. because so you see that they did blow Yechidim Elalav. So what must it mean? Deb Yushalayim Toikin Bein Bizman Bezdin Bein Shaloi Bizman Bezdin. In Yushalayim they blow whether it is the time of Bezdin or it's not the time of Yeshivas Bezdin. Ubi Yavne Bizman Bezdin in, and in Yavne it's only when it's the time of Bezdin. Shlo Bizman Bezdin Loi. But if it's not the time Yeshivas Bezdin, then they don't blow, says the Gemara. Habizman bezdin miatoykin va'afilu shaloi befnei bezdin. But if we're right in what we just said, then they blow in the time of bezdin, and they don't blow in front of bezdin. Says the Gemara, loy. No, we just have to tinker with it and refine it a little bit. The ilu b'Yushalayim toikin bein bifnei bezdin bein shaloi bifnei bezdin. It doesn't mean you blow at the time of bezdin, not at the time of bezdin. In Yushalayim, they blow whether it's in front of bezdin or not in front of bezdin. U'biyavna bifnei bezdin in shaloi bifnei bezdin loy. Now, I don't know why the Gemara originally assumed that it was Bizman Bezdin, but the Gemara basically just says similar, just now, it just refines it that it should be something that is that works together with what we said before. So we said in Yavne, they can blow whether it is, they have to blow Dafka Bifnei Bezdin, but in Yushalayim, they blow Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. Ika the master the hadra of Huna aha dichsif. Those that say, take the same thing that Rav Huna said and they just move it over to say about it's talking about something else. I think that maybe we did already a lot. This is going to get us into a whole new discussion over here. I think we should stop over here. Hopefully tomorrow. Wow, we're close to the Mishnah. Yeah, but that's good. So hopefully tomorrow we'll continue. Over here, we'll start the Mishnah also tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and we'll get going. And I think that's enough for today. Thank you. Any questions, my friends? So we'll just go over. We spoke about the fact that they're blowing in the Beis HaMikdash. They blow on Shabbos, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, they don't blow on Shabbos. First, we thought it's from a Pasuk. Then we said it's a Gzeira, Shem Yavirenu Arba Amos, Bishus HaRabim. It's the same thing for Lulav and the same thing for Megillah. And we spoke about there's three opinions in the Mishnah. One opinion is you only blow on Shabbos. The other opinion is, one opinion is only in Yavne, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made that change. The other opinion is anywhere where there's a Papa Bezdin or anywhere there's a Bezdin Kavua. And we said that that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai worked very hard on being establishing his takana. People started questioning him. He said, we'll talk about it afterwards. After they did it, he said, we already did it. And then we started talking about whether or not it has to be in front of Bezdin or just to be in the time of Bezdin or not in the time of Bezdin. And that is, we came out that you have to blow in Yavne Dafka in front of Bezdin. That's the way it seems. And those that learn this statement is going on something else, we'll continue with that, Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully tomorrow, my friends, thank you very much for being here. A piska tova, a good kvittel. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow, same time, same place, wherever your place is. Thanks for being on. Have a great day, everyone.